Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net will begin in 1 minute. CQ, CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Peter is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. I have a small announcement tonight, so I'll go ahead and post mine here. So, as everyone knows, my wife and I both are net controllers. I do Tuesday nights. So we have decided to have a little competition between the two of us, and got a little bet going on. So I have to beat 62 check-ins tonight, or I am washing dishes for the rest of the week. So anybody listening, please check in with us tonight so I don't have to do dishes this week. All right, with that, we'll go ahead and begin the roll call portion of the net, starting with for FCM, Mr. Fred and Traveler's Rest. N4, IEI, Miss Isla, also in Traveler's Rest. K4, OIM, Walt in Inman. KM4, BLH, Kurt in Greenville. K4, OSH, Pat in Malden. KW4, TS, Jim in Pelzer. KJ4, UHF, Jack in Greenville. W2, AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville. K4, XMR, Mail in Prosperity. KN4, RJN, John in Brown Summit. KN4, HTP, Miss Wendy in Simpsonville. W2, MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. KA5, WLL, Leroy in Taylors. KO4 RAX, Jim in Dacusville. K4 ROW, Richard in Greenville. KG4 PFI, Don in Piedmont. KG4 QLQ, Linda in Piedmont. N4 DJC, Jerry in Anderson. And KG4 WNP, Landon in Dacusville. So with that, we'll go ahead and start with the EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
Net control, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Victor, Whiskey, Alpha. Steve and Inman, be negative, negative. You might have a nice evening.
I recognize KN4 VWA, that's Mr. Steve and Inman. And let me back up and correct this. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please give your call, name, and location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chute. So you got the pre-check-ins and the EchoLink stations. So with that, we'll move on to, tonight being Tuesday night, India through Lima. Any stations with the suffix that begins with India through Lima, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Now, I'll be negative and negative, and I'll be saying 73s for each one of you.
NUE. Ivory soap is good on the hands. It won't crack your skin. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you, Chad, and to Santa, and all on the net. No traffic, no calling.
In UE. And Chad, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. This is KO4JKV, Duncan up in Asheville, and I'll stick around if I don't go to sleep. 4NUE. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike. Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark Donna in and out, if you would. And I'll be around for comments. Wish you all the best. KK4JBQ.
Well, let's back up and recognize what we got so far. The note would like to recognize KK4JFO, Mr. James, up in Tuxedo. James, appreciate you dropping by. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid, and Fletcher, and Sid, appreciate the words of encouragement there. I already know where this is going to end up, but I'm going to give it a shot anyway. Also, we'd like to recognize KO4JKV, that's Mr. Duncan up in Asheville, and KK4JBQ, my good friend Mr. Larry in Greer. Larry, have you down for comments, sir? And KC4MFK, Miss Donna. All right, any more stations, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE. Move on to the next group, which is Mike through Papa. Any station with the suffix that begins with Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Ed, please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rig. And by telephone relay, our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm mobile in Piedmont. I head into work. Please also check in by telephone relay, Kilo India 4, Mike Romeo Alpha. His name is also Fred. He's currently aeronautical mobile over the Great Pond heading to Europe. 73 to you, Chad and Anna. All in the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
This is 4NGU. 4, never give up. Still walkie-talkie.
Let's back up and recognize what we've got so far, starting with KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena. She brings along KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle, and KK4DMW, Mr. Rick, all in Piedmont. Also, KO4NNH, Mr. Fred in Piedmont, and by telephone relay, KI4MRA, Fred, over the Great Pond, headed to Europe. And W4NGU, Mr. Phil in Bowling Springs, on the handy tonight. Phil, keep walking, get your exercise. It's a pretty night for it. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight. All right, any more stations, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, X-Ray Bravo, Lloyd in Pensacola, KO4PXB. I'll be negative and negative, but listening in. Thank you. Bye.
I'd like to recognize KO4PXB, that's Mr. Lloyd in Simpsonville, and Lloyd, appreciate you joining us tonight, and I'm going to take a break here and see a station up on EchoLink. So EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, good evening, Chad. If you would check in, KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Chad. Is your cell phone on the net? No traffic, no queue.
Steven, I got you. KA4PQA, checking in via Echo Link from Greenwood. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight, Steven. Hope you are doing well. All right, so we'll move on to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Any station with the suffix that begins with Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Check in Whiskey November 4 Sierra. Chris in Lima, no traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all the net.
NUE. Kilo Charlie 4 Sierra, Kilo Delta Larry. And also Kilo Golf 4 Alpha Hotel Sierra Ronda, both in Easley. Please check us in and out tonight. Good evening, everybody.
KO 4 NUE.
A4QS Donald and M4DME Paul. We in Dakota will be name the hell out of the phone then.
4 NUE. And KO 4 QLG. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf, Chris and Liberty, native and native. And Chad, don't forget that you had 14 check-ins about an hour ago. If those count.
4 NUE. Kilo India 4, Tango Hotel Victor, KI 4, THV, Danny, Traveler's Rest, negative, negative.
Back up and recognize what I've got. Let's start with Ms. Rhonda's call. KC4SKD. I'm sorry, sir. I did not get her call. Can you please say again? Over.
The call is Kilo Golf 4 Alpha Hotel Sierra. KG4AHS. And mine's KC4SKD.
I would like to recognize KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda in Easley. She brings along KC4SKD, Mr. Larry, also in Easley. Also, we'd like to recognize Whiskey November 4 Sierra, Chris in Lyman, and KO4QLG, Chris in Liberty. And, Chris, you know what? I am the net controller. I might can shift some of those over on my books. So appreciate you trying to help me out there. Also, I would like to recognize AA4QS, Mr. Donald, in Tekoa. And he brings along N4DME, Mr. Paul, also in Tekoa. And KI4THV, Mr. Danny, in Traveler's Rest. All right, any more stations, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next group, Uniform through Zulu. Any station with the suffix that begins with Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
Kilo Echo Zero, Uniform X-Ray. Good evening, Chad.
Boston,
North Carolina. I'll be negative
for
two, negative for traffic. Hope you have a good evening.
UE. Net, please check in, and 4ZLK. My name is Shane. I'm home in Cleveland, northeast Pickens County. No traffic, no table.
Now, the net, stand by just for 1 second. KE4ZHF, Keith up in Columbus. You're not able to hear the repeater, sir. Let me check and make sure everything's working here correctly. Any station. This is KO4NUE. Radio check. Over.
KI4DOS. You're coming in pretty clear. Your S1 on reverse.
Yeah, but what I was going to say, he's competing with the repeater. KI4LCI.
Okay, let's, KE0UUX. Sir, I did not get your name and location, sir.
Acknowledged, Chad. This is, KE0UUX, Mount Pisgah, North Carolina.
Your name, please, sir.
It is,
Joe. 0UUX. This This is KO4NUE. Down in the noise just a little bit, sir. Can I have your name, please?
Sir, what's going on? What's my radio? But this is Joe, KE0UUX.
Hey, Mr. Joe, KE0UUX up in Pisgah, North Carolina. Okay, I also would like to recognize N4ZLK, that's Mr. Shane in Cleveland. Shane, appreciate you checking in with us tonight. And KE4ZHF, Mr. Keith in Columbus via Simplex. And KI4LZI, Mr. Andy, up in Table Rock. Andy, I may have already checked you in. I don't think so. Andy in Table Rock. All right, let's see if we can get this group back on track here. Okay, any more stations, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. We'll move on to the next group, which is Alpha through Delta. Any stations with the suffix that begins with Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. You sounded good. Thanks for calling that. Tonight, please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
UE. Chad, Miss Anna, and all on the net, please check in KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic. Good evening, Q and Miss Anna, and all on the net.
Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
KO4NUE. I was hesitant in checking in tonight, but here I go. KI4DTY, Kilo India 4, Delta Tango Yankee. This is Daniel and Taylor's, and I'm negative, but I'll be on the side listening.
QE. Thanks for calling the net. Please check in Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler over in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
For NUE. Good evening, Chad. Please check in K1CJW. That's Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey. Rolling in Pickens, negative and negative, and a very good evening to all.
This is KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. The net would like to recognize W4DJW, the Mr. Dave in Greer, and KI4DOS, that's Mr. Gary in Easley, and K3JOY, Miss Joy in Easley, and KB2BYQ, Dave in Easley. KI4DTY, Mr. Daniel and Taylor's, and Whiskey4CTW, Tyler and Taylor's, and my good friend Mr. Rowland and Pickens, K1CJW. And Gary, were you in for comments, sir? I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. Over.
Yeah, no traffic.
I'm in for comments, Gary. Okay, any more stations? Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. And Chad, please check in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
KN4CHY, up in Seneca. Hope you're having a nice night, sir. Appreciate you checking in with us. Okay, let's move on to the next group. If I missed you in Alpha through Delta, I'll pick you up in Echo through Hotel. Any station, Echo through Hotel, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. Patrick in Penrose, and I had to pause there to make you sweat it a little bit. Chad, good luck.
Roger that, KO4HKX, Mr. Patrick up in Penrose. I heard you slow down, Patrick, but bad eyes, and oh, he'll get it out, but he's going to go as slow as he can. But I got you in the log, so that's one in my favor. All right, any more stations? Echo 3 Hotel, please call KO4NUE. All right, so we'll move on to the big group. Alpha through Delta, any station with the suffix that begins with Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Again, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler, and I'll be negative and negative. Do we need to send you hand lotion or dish soap?
I got gloves, Eric. This is KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. The net would like to recognize KO4RYP. That's my wonderful bride over there making sure I'm getting all the calls correctly. And also KC4EZN, Mr. Harry up in Candler. Are there any more stations, Alpha through Zulu? Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Please check in NN4II, Norway, Norway 4, India, India. The name is Doc. Also, KM4HZU, Kilo Mike 4, Hotel Zulu Uniform. We're over in Spartanburg and have no traffic, but we'll be listening.
NLR, November 4, nothing like radio. Name here is Jim, Judo, India Mike. I'm in Greenville, South Carolina. Please check me in and out, please.
I would like to recognize N4NLR, Jim in Greenville. And the N4II, I did not get your name and location, nor the other call, KO4HZU. Could you say again, please?
Sure. The call is N4II, Norway, Norway 4, India, India. The name is Doc. And my wife also listening here is Kilo Mike 4, Hotel Zulu Uniform. We're over in Spartanburg. No traffic. We'll be listening.
I don't think you said her name. Can you give me her name, please? I've got her call right, but not her name, please.
Sorry about that. Her name is Beth. Bravo Echo Tango Hotel.
And that would like to recognize KM4HZU. That's Miss Beth in Spartanburg, and she brings along NN4II, Doc, also in Spartanburg, and N4, nothing like radio, Mr. Jim in Greenville. All right, any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. So, let's see, where are we at here? This is KO4NUE, now securing the formal portion of the net. We'd like to thank each one of you for checking in with us tonight. All stations wishing not to hang around may secure their station at this time. This is KO4NUE, and it has been a pleasure to be your net controller tonight. We'll now begin with the RAG 2 portion, stopping periodically for check-ins and comments. So first on the stump tonight, I've got KK4JBQ. Mr. Larry, go ahead and take it, sir.
Star coming into the stretch. KO4NUE, KK4JBQ. Well, today was day 2 of spring cleaning, and I have to admit that I had a few little, from yesterday. And I got even more today. And that's all I want to say about that. Tomorrow is another day of spring cleaning. Oh, my goodness. But it's looking good. And I must say, it's smelling nice. You know,
You wash the floors, you wash the walls, you wash the windows. And everything sounds good. Oh, goodness. How are you tonight, Chad?
Very well, Larry. I'm a little bit worried right now, but it's going to all work out. But other than that, I'm doing good. It was a beautiful day today. I got to spend some time in the shop and got an antenna straightened out, and that was a good learning experience.
That's great. It's always good to have some learning experiences in the day. I learned a few things. Today we attempted to get done in one day rewiring our entertainment center. Now, you have one probably, and a lot of people have them. That is your television and your amplifier and your Blu-ray or DVD player and other associated boxes all linked together. Well, we have taken the plunge to update this entertainment center that is going back to the 80s, you might say. And so, oh my goodness, it's been kind of a long road, and it required pulling out all of the wiring and starting over. because things are not running, they're not going to be in the same places, and the wires are in the wrong places, so you just gut the thing. And I suppose if you're rewiring anything, it's just a humongous effort. So we're most of the way through pulling the wires out. This is in a huge cabinet that we have everything, and the wiring has been, it is my own fault, I suppose, because I'm the guy who did it. They're run every which way. I hope to improve on that method as we rewire things and upgrade the wiring a bit, going from left-right audio, S-video, to HDMI. That's a big move. But I understand that the sound will improve, and oh, we did everything today, including take the speakers apart and vacuum them. Get all the dust off the cones, you know. And there was a mighty amount of dust. So I learned that my speaker cabinets have magnets that hold the grills on. Didn't realize that before, but never had them off before, not since the 80s. So they're really fine clip speakers, so I want to keep those things. And, but I had placed little labels on the things, left positive, right positive. That's the only two you actually need to get everything right, so that they are in phase. When they're pushing, both of them are pushing, and when they're pulling, both of them are pulling. A couple of those labels got lost. So I had to, to run them out with a ohm meter to check continuity. Anyway, that's just little piddly stuff. And that was, most of the day, really. I mean, we started early enough, and we didn't finish till about an hour ago. We did stop for lunch, an excellent lunch, I'll have to say. Really powered me up again. But down on the... Tell me I'm talking too much. KK4, JBQ.
Okay, I got... You got your speakers tore apart and got some more spring cleaning done. And how many more days you reckon you got? Because I think this is what day two you're into it. Is that right?
And I think it'll be 4 days. I really do. because we started into this reworking the entertainment system, you know. Tore it all apart. I mean, this has, we have a small room. Now, this is going to sound crazy to a lot of people, so I don't want to hear it. But we had a small, as measurements go these days, a small widescreen TV, 45-inch. Now, that just sounds crazy because you really can't find them anymore. So it's been acting up some, and we thought this would be a good time, you know, to replace it. So we replaced it with one that's 55, and it hangs on the front of the cabinet. Normally these things hang on a wall, you know, really bolted to the wall. But this cabinet is heavy. It's huge, and it's made of dark cherry, a beautiful wood. Cleaned up all that as well. I learned something. Let's see, what is it? Anyway, there is a wipe that can be used. It's a pre-moistened wipe, good for wood. That's what you got to look for. A wipe that's good for wood. And that took a film off of the surface. And then we followed that with Scotch Liquid Gold, which is a good nourishment for the wood. And that particular place smells so good. I don't know, it smells like pecans or something. But we rarely do that, and it should probably be done more often to nourish the wood, you know. If you have wood, you need to take care of it. It's, even if you keep the humidity as it should be, wood dries out. It goes through cycles of drying and being okay and then drying again, and that's just the way our homes are. So the next couple of days we'll be reading the instructions for the new set and, you know, getting it all wired in as it should be, you know. So that's something to look forward to. So are you looking forward to watching Anna wash dishes? I don't know.
Right now I'm sitting at 60. So, but hey, we can always filibuster for the well, that ain't gonna work. Everybody turn the radios off. So yeah, right now it's, you know, I still got a ways to go, but it is what it is. I'll chin up and, you know, do what I gotta do, I guess. But anyway, so are you getting a new entertainment center, Larry, or are you getting a new TV? I'm not really clear there. You were reading instructions. I missed what you were reading instructions for.
The entertainment center itself can't be improved upon. It really can't. It was, we'll go into the long form because we are stretching this out, right? So, this cabinet was originally what's called an étagère. It is an enclosed cabinet. It had doors that opened up in the top, and then they slid back on each side, and they were hidden in that instance. And then a television, and this is, you know, an older cabinet, so it was made for a CRT. And so the cabinet has a platform inside that pulled out, and then you could move it left, move it right to get it nice and balanced between the audience, you might say. But any screen these days is going to be bigger than the width of this cabinet, so I built a support in the front, took the doors right off, and built a support on the front to hang a widescreen TV. So it's never put away. It's always there. And, you know, you got to like them to look at them all day. Yeah, so we replaced the television, but we also had to take out a DVD player that was also on the Fritz, and a DVR that was on the Fritz. You see a common theme here? It had, and everything does, degrade over time. And you get something 20 years, and if it's electronic, you'll have a little bug pop up once in a while. And that's what happened. So we're replacing those things, reading all the manuals before we interconnect everything. That is, rather important to do it all right. And to run the wires so that there's no wires hanging outside. All the wires are run inside the cabinet. Through little holes in the shells, and like that. But it had served very well for the time that we had it. And now it'll be pressed into a different, doing the same thing, but with different components. And that makes it, you get down on the floor, some of these wires are run through the back, fall down the back of the thing and get in the floor and everything, and that's going to be, we're not going to do that again, because those things are hard to root and hard to get out once they've been in there a while. Oh, well, am I sounding like I'm complaining? KK4JBQ.
Bit Larry, this KO4NUE, just a little bit, but it's not gonna do any good. Might as well just go ahead and buckle down and just get it done. There's no sense in prolonging the agony. We talked about doing some spring cleaning, but I don't think it went very far. So, and I'm okay with that. But anyway, well, Larry, I'm gonna take a moment here and recognize KI4RDL, Mr. Kenneth, at Traverse Rest. He checked in on the pre-check-in, and I did not refresh my screen soon enough, so just want to make sure I got him. And Larry, do you have anything else for us tonight, sir?
I suppose I've stretched it as far as I can. The technique is to keep the net alive long enough to get over the top, you know what I'm saying? So, anyway, best of luck to you, and hope it turns out well. KK4JBQ, I'll be listening for the results. 7-3.
I appreciate you dropping by and the comments. So with that, I'll ask for any stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
UE. CHRON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November. I'm using the Yagi. It's set at about 65 degrees. I'll be monitoring.
I'd like to recognize WD8RON, Mr. Ed, hauling in from Brevard. Ed, the Yagi sounds absolutely wonderful. I don't know what you did, but whatever it is, keep doing it, because it sounds really good. All right, any more stations? Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE. Move on down the log. The next person on the stop is KI4DOS. Mr. Gary, go ahead and take it, sir.
4NUE in the net, KI4DOS. Well, good evening again, Chad. Miss Anna and all on the net. We've had a good day over here today. Didn't get a whole lot accomplished, but we had to run a few errands. And so I got out in the car in the beautiful sunshine. And the way the weather was today was just absolutely marvelous. Night before last, we got, when it was raining, we got over 4 inches of rain here at the house, according to the rain gauge. Got 4.3 inches. And my garden spot out there looked like a lake. So it is dried up a little bit, but it's going to be a while before I can get out there and plant anything. But with it supposed to get down with a possible frost tonight, I'm glad I haven't got anything in the ground yet. That's the reason I quit planting on Good Fridays. I wait till the... Normally there's a last cold snap right around Easter. And I've got been a couple of times, you know, planted early, and the stuff popped up out of the ground real nice and pretty, and then all of a sudden the frost hit it, and then I had to go back and replant everything, so I didn't have to do that. Let's see, what else did I do today? Played radio a little bit today, which I thoroughly enjoyed. I haven't done a whole lot of that lately. And getting on the HF a little bit more than I have been, and talking on some of my other radios. Getting them all fired up, make sure they are still working properly, and maybe knock some of the dust out of them. I didn't vacuum them or anything like that. I'll leave that spring cleaning to you and Larry.
No, we'll leave that to Larry. We okay talking about it. We don't actually need to do it as long as we can just talk about it. That's good enough. That's good enough for me. How about that?
Wife calls me a pack rat all the time. She said, "You got more junk." I said, "Yeah, but every time I clean, you make me clean it up, and I throw something away." Yeah, 2 or 3 days later, a week later, I need what I threw away, so I hate throwing stuff away.
Exactly. That gets me in trouble all the time, especially down there in the shop. You know, this thing, I don't need this thing anymore. Haul it off for scrap metal or whatever, and, oh, man, it usually ends up, you know, regretting throwing the thing away or hauling it off or whatever. But you're right. You gotta hang on to that stuff. You know, just like all the pocketbooks. Gotta have the pocketbooks, right?
I call those purses, but we call them pocketbooks if you want to. I pick at a lot of people, you know. I said, a man carries a pocketbook. Yeah, it goes in his back pocket. You pull it out, and it opens up like a book. You fold it up like you're closing a book, and you stick it back in your pocket. That's a pocketbook. And my wife says, "No, that's a wallet." I said, "Okay, you call it what you want to, and I'll call it what I want to, but you carry a purse." So that's a big giggle we have around here. But, yeah, ladies do have a number of purses, you know. Has to go with this outfit or that outfit, or this one you carry in the wintertime, and this one you carry in the spring, and this one you carry in the summer. That's okay. They can do that, but leave me and my barn out there alone. I can't get in the barn. Well, that's okay. I know where everything is. I can walk over and grab just about anything unless somebody else gets in there and moves it.
I know what you mean. Well, as far as the collecting things, we've got some. My Anna has posted some rules up on the ham shack, so I have got to keep the desk clean. So all these resistors and diodes and soldering guns that I've got laying around, I can't do that anymore. I got to keep it nice and neat, so, you know, because she calls the net. And the other is she's got her own little notebook, and I'm not allowed to use the notebook. So I'm gonna start writing a few rules up there myself. But I don't know how many rules we're going to be up by the end of the week, but right now we're at number 2.
Dad, I had a coughing fit. Well, you're going to have to make your ham shack like mine. Now, the desk over here where I sit to call the net, it stays relatively neat. I didn't say real neat. I said relatively. But you look over there on the other side of the room over at my workbench, and I can't even see the top of it. It's a total disaster area. But that's okay. I know where everything's at. I can reach over and get a pair of pliers or screwdriver or whatever I need right off the top of it. Now, but Joy didn't make any rules. She used to call a net. As a matter of fact, she used to call several nets. And she just got to where she don't talk on the radio a whole lot anymore, but she's getting back into it a little bit. And she enjoys it still, but she just doesn't get in here like she used to. Now, if she decides to get back into it like she was, I'll probably have to do a little something different. And now, she had her own book as well as I did. You know, I've got my book that I call Annette in, and she had hers, which is fine with me because I don't want to get it all mixed up. And that way I can keep up with my stuff, she can keep up with hers. But as far as I know, I'm looking around the room. I don't see any rules in here other than the ones that I make, and they're not on the wall.
You know, I'm okay with it. It doesn't bother me. It's just, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, no big deal. She enjoys calling the net. She doesn't talk on the radio that much, but she does enjoy doing the net. And, I guess, you know, I don't mind working with stuff laying everywhere. You know, I can just brush it off to the side and, you know, just keep brushing it till it piles up. And then, you know, I'll eventually do something with it. But I got in here and cleaned the thing up. But they got all the stuff put up and finally realized I just basically just moved it all from one table to another table. And then I reckon when she gets on me about that, I'll move it back in here on the Amjack table, I guess. I'll just keep moving it from table to table. I wonder how long I can get away with it.
That just means one thing. You're not a cleaner. You're a relocation engineer. You just relocate it from this table to another table. So you're a relocation engineer.
Man, I'm a good one, too. I'm the best there is.
Yeah, I won't argue that point at this point. So I do a lot of relocating, but it's normally I'll take something out of the house and take it out there to the barn or something of that nature. I changed the sink out. Joy wanted a stainless steel sink, I wanted the stainless steel sink. We had a fiberglass or composite sink. One side was smaller than the other one, and I hated that thing because I couldn't get my pots and pans down in there to wash them. And yes, I wash dishes at my house. I put the dishes, I hide them in that machine that washes them, you know, so I hide the dishes in it. But I do wash the pots and pans to help Joy out a little bit. And there's several reasons behind that, and so we won't get into all of that, so I won't get you in trouble. But get back to the sink. I changed the sink out and put the sink in the back of my pickup and was going to haul it over to the Goodwill store. You know, there's some people that might get some good use out of it. There's nothing wrong with it. And I changed out the spigots and all of that. So it was complete, and I was going to take it over there. My son came by, and, what are you going to do with that sink, Dad? And I said, I'm going to take it over to Goodwill. He said, no, I want it. And I said, okay. So I put it out there in the barn. It's been out there in the barn over a year now.
That's KO4NUE and KI4DOS. Yeah, so we've got a couple of barns, and it's got a lot of that in it, you know. And you go out there and look, and I probably need to get rid of some of this stuff. And then, we come full circle, Gary. The barn gets full, and you think about throwing it out, and then you say to yourself, well, if I throw that thing away, I'm going to need it next week. Sometimes next week comes, sometimes it don't. Me and Dad's got a motto around here, if it don't eat, we don't sell it or get rid of it. But here in the house, it's a little different ball game, I guess.
DOS. I agree with that statement, Chad. If it ain't costing you nothing, leave it alone. It ain't hurting nothing, but taking up a little space. And as long as I can make space for it and I can get in and out of my barn, that's okay. As long as I can get over there to my work table. I can move some stuff around, sit it in the floor till I get through working on what I want to work on, and I can pick the stuff up out of the floor. Now, I don't like to trip over stuff here in the ham shack, but If Joy came in and said, I want all this mess cleaned up, I'd probably clean it up and, you know, straighten it up a little bit where it would look a little better. But it don't bother me one way or the other. And this is the Ham Shack, and we moved here when we had the house built. And, Joy said, you get your choice of bedrooms. Which room do you want? Because it's a three-bedroom house. So we got the master bedroom, of course, for that's where we sleep. And then we've got a guest bedroom, and in case we have company to come stay over. And I took the other bedroom. And so this is my Ham Shack, and she gave it to me. And she don't come in here much. She will look in here occasionally and say, you need to at least dust your desk off, you know. It's got a piece of glass on it, so I'll go get the Windex, wipe that off, and clean it up where you can read the stuff that's under the glass.
No, I haven't got to a piece of glass yet. I thought about putting some plexiglass over the top of my desk, because I got these little index cards that are kind of nifty to reach up and grab and just, you know, scribble something on if you need to write something down. But sometimes I end up throwing the things away and, you know, end up regretting it. Last month, I think it was, I went to Home Depot and bought me one of these big calendar things that lays on your desk. And you'd be surprised what you write on that thing as the month goes by. And I think it was February, maybe it was February. I wrote down a bunch of settings for my radio on it, and when February passed, I just tore the thing off, threw it away. I didn't think nothing about it, and boy, I wish I hadn't have done that. It took me another 3 or 4 hours getting the radio straightened out. And I had all of it wrote down on a piece of paper, but see, there we go back full circle. You know, You throw things away, you end up needing it. And I guess lessons from the shop I'm gonna have to bring up here to the Ham Shack too, because I paid the price for it that day.
Well, you've been in my Ham Shack, and I keep 2 legal pads over on the right side of my desk to write stuff down on. And when the page gets full, I'll look it over real careful, and if there's something on it I need to jot down on something else, I'll put it in another book so I won't throw it away. And then I'll wind up, you know, taking that off. But you got to have a scratch pad if you're gonna sit over here and play on the radios. You want to write people's calls down and, you know, their names and where they're from and all of that. If you're on HF, you want to make sure you got all that right. You know, I don't use the computer to do any of my logging. I've got a logging program in there, and I go in and put the stuff down after I have written it down on a piece of paper and go that route. But anyway, you know, we've come full circle several times, but so just keep on doing what you're doing, and, just don't let Anna see all your little junk piles. That's what I have to do. I take mine out to the barn. That way Joy can't see them, you know, out of sight, out of mind. So if Anna don't go down to the shop, take some of your stuff down there and hide it. And I'll let you get on with the net. I've been on here too long now. I've been running my mouth too long. But good talking with you. You tell Miss Anna we said hello, and let me know how the outcome. I'm going to sit here to you. Find out how the outcome of the challenge was tonight. So you take care, and we'll say 73 for now. KO4NUE in the net, KI4DOS.
Well, I appreciate you dropping by, and I appreciate the comments. It's always a pleasure to talk with you, and please tell Miss Joy we both said hello. And with that, I'll make one more call. Alpha through Zulu. Any station, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. Good evening. Joe. That's Kilo Kilo 4 Juliet Delta in Greer. And just kind of listening.
Would like to recognize KK4JO, Mr. Joe in Greer. Joe, did I get your call right? Was that a JO or a JD? Over.
Kilo Kilo 4 Juliet